kids, are you ready to have some fun?
Yeah!
Who loves football?
Me!
Who loves math?
Me!
Great! And guess who else loves math?
Whoa.
My good friend Toro!
Whoa.
Yes, Toro and the Texans know their math. Right, Toro? They have to. Math is everywhere. We depend on it every day. So Toro and his friends are going to help us learn some fun and useful math skills. And hey, you're invited to join us. Here we go. Today's lesson is money. I know you guys know what money is, right? Money can be in the form of a piece of paper called a bill or a flat round piece of metal called a coin. People, and some bulls, use money to buy things we need and sometimes just things we want. And did you know that every time you spend or count money, you're using math? It's all about math. So let's say you have $14.98 in your piggy bank at home. Lucky you. And that number looks just like this. And don't forget the all-important dollar sign. Whoa, is that your stomach, Toro? Did you guys hear that? I think Toro's hungry. Do you have any money, Toro? Oh, right. Well, here you go. Here's a $20 bill. Let's see what you can buy with it from the Texans concessions vendor. So here are your choices, Toro. Soft drinks are $5. Bottled water is $2. Popcorn is $5.25. And hot dogs are $5.75. One of everything, huh? Oh, but two hot dogs? I know, they're your favorite. But I don't think you have enough money for that. That would be $5 plus $2 plus $5.25 plus $5.75 plus $5.75 again. And that's $23.75. That's more money than you have. What do you want to do? Skip the soft drink? Good idea. Water is great, and that saves you $5. So, $2 plus $5.25 plus $5.75 plus $5.75 equals $18.75. And 20 minus 18.75 leaves you $1.25. And look, that means you have $1.25 left over. $1 bill and a quarter. Plus, you get two hot dogs. Should I let Toro keep the change? Of course. As you can see, that's how math with money works. And now it's your turn. Think about the last time you went to a concession stand. Did you use money to buy a pickle, some candy, or a snow cone? How much did it cost? Did you get any change back after you paid? That's it for now. See you next time for another episode of
Toro's Math Drills,
presented by ConocoPhillips.